You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Monday morning to you. Welcome to All Marine Radio here. As we begin the first broadcast of the fourth year, that is officially no longer new, okay? I think. That's right. Yep. 3 years complete as of Friday. Honestly, there were times. That's right. There were times when I did not think we would see this day. But thanks to the grace of God and the support of Bob Nielsen, All Marine Radio has lived. And has changed lives, which was the vision when it started. And the second guy to share that vision was Bob Nielsen, who, a Vietnam guy, knew that when they came home, they didn't do one thing. One really, really, really important thing. And then... And that was talk about it. And here this thing was going to talk about it. So, and then he gave it a listen. And, you know, and again, what's different about All Marine Radio and other podcasts? I've been a professional broadcaster my life, I think. And so that's part of it. So I know how to do this. Not that other people don't, but... I mean, it's kind of painful when you hear somebody doing it that doesn't really know how to do it. And, I mean, they're well-intentioned and the content is, you know, okay. But, I mean, some of them, I listen to them. I mean, some of them are like, you know, I shut it off because it's too painful. So, yeah, and this one's a little bit different. I actually have a clue how to do broadcasting. It doesn't always come through. All right, I'm not going to say that I don't show my ass every once in a while, but more often than not, it tends to come through okay, and we stumble and grope our way to to something okay. That's right. That's right. So a good Monday morning here on this first Monday in June, and our fourth year. Yeah, imagine that. 4 years. So, yeah, it's cool. It's cool. And honestly, it's hard when I say that number. It's like, whoa, Whoa. Yeah, that's exciting. That's exciting. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. And I look back on all the different interviews that I've done, and I mean, to this day, I mean, it continues to be the same experience. The interviews that we did when we started out, starting with the Commandant, and then General Allen came on, John Kelly came on, you know, and people would send me emails and say, "Holy shit, Mac, that was awesome." So the art of bringing them on a forum where they feel comfortable, and then, you know, letting them, you know, talk about the things that they feel passionate about. So and their experiences. So it's not a bad recipe. And then, you know, but at the end of the day, what you really want to talk about with them is, you know, or one of the things you really want to talk about with them is post-combat related mental health. And you do that, and you get to hear their thoughts on not an easy subject to deal with. Starting the fourth year, though, that's pretty cool. I'm not going to lie to you. That's pretty cool, and I'm pretty proud of that, and I can't say thank you enough to anybody who listens, to the people who contributed, and the people that have provided encouragement, and financial support. So thank you. So, yeah. There's a story. I'll tell you about my weekend here. I built something over the weekend, a monstrosity. That's right. I built a monstrosity over the weekend. Not a monstrosity, but it was like a little project over the weekend. So Colleen went to her prom. That went off without event, or at least I haven't heard about any events yet. So that was all right. And then the weather sucked. It was cloudy all weekend. That wasn't good. And so is that what I did all weekend? I think. Oh, and I cleaned. Yeah, I had to do like the full Monty cleaning. Yeah, I between my traveling, I'd thrown clothes all over the place. Or at least had them in a fairly substantial pile, right? Had to do the big clean. So I did that as well. So did a lot of cleaning, and then built something. I like building stuff. Now I'm not the best builder in the world, so it looks pretty ghetto when I'm done with it. But I like my stuff. And it tends to last, because, you know, when you don't know shit about engineering, like, the whole house could be demolished, right? And the monstrosity that I built yesterday is going to still be here. Yeah. I fixed something that Patrick made, my number two son. I fixed something that he made. And similarly, you know, he took a wood shop class. I went to a school. We didn't have shop. We didn't have shop. We didn't have theater class. We didn't have a band. All that stuff went on after school. They were extracurricular activities. They weren't classes you took. Shop we didn't even have. Right? Automotive class, didn't even have it. So it says something about your academic institution when they offer things like that. Oh, Mac. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, whatever. So anyhow, Patrick has made these kind of a combination, maybe a foot-long wide shelf. And then it's got, it's part shelf. And then it has, let's see, how would I describe it? It has pegs that you put keys on, right? Right. Okay, so it's got that. And then it's got a top shelf, a middle shelf, and it's got pegs for you to put your keys on. So he built two of those. And the second one doesn't have the middle shelf. I like the middle shelf. Anyway, that one with the middle shelf went in his bedroom. The door slammed shut. It came off the wall and broke into five pieces. So Rick, the Vietnam guy next door, who's crazy, he said he was going to fix it, but he never has. So I wasn't going to go back and ask him again. So I fixed it. How did I fix it? So I just used kind of brass screws. I won't say they're decorative, but, I mean, they'll pass. And then I used so brass screws, and then I pre-drilled the holes so they'd go the right places. And I put that sumbitch back together. That's right, on my wall. So now I have two of them. And what did I do with the other one? I asked my ex-wife if she wanted it, so she could have a little piece of her little baby boy in her house. That's right. The kind of guy that I am. So Susan said, yes, I want it. So now his mommy and his daddy both have a little piece of his ass in their home. So good for us. So, yeah, so I did that. And then I had some fluorescent lighting issues in my garage. So some of the bulbs burned out. So I had to go find other bulbs up in the rafters and install those. So I did that. Garage is better now. And how about this for a story that you haven't seen? Moran Burke confirmed as Chief of Naval Operations and Vice Chief of Naval Operations. Alaska Senator holds up Burger confirmation as Commandant. Now, did I miss the story? Evidently. So the appointment of Commandant of the Marine Corps been put on hold. Now, as a senator, I think he can keep that thing on hold as long as he wants to. Yeah, how about that shit? So, anyway, we'll talk about that. But I hadn't seen that story. And I look pretty much on a daily basis. But that one escaped me. So a friend of mine pointed that out. He said, hey, Mac, what are you doing? I said, nothing. So we were chatting on Saturday, and he said, how about that? I said, whoa, hadn't seen that. And when I just did a search on news articles, guess what? I don't see it anyplace else. There's one article about it on the 24th of May. Now, there's a series of articles. There's one talking about, so what does Alaska want? That's the question. What's the issue? What is the issue? Why is he holding it up? So we'll talk about that. Anyway, I thought that, I don't know. It's just like, why haven't I read that? Why haven't I seen that? What's going on? So that's going on. The monstrosity I built is kind of a little bit of a fitness device. It's kind of a squat rack with, and you could do bar dips on the back side of it. But my initial design, as I began to build it, I said, I don't want to do that. So I had to modify it. So I have to make one more modification. I think I'm in business. So that was my weekend. The president oversees this morning, and as he always does, he is the mayor of London's in his crosshairs today. So he's got that going for him. And otherwise, but you know what? He's a building guy, right? And they've got old buildings in London and all over the UK. So I would think he'd be all over that, just as his own personal interest. I do. So I would think that he would enjoy that trip. And then hopefully it'll be a time when he talks about, look, I know there's things that divide us. I know there's things we don't like about each other, but I mean, under our stewardship, the world has been a pretty safe place since World War II ended. 74 years ago. So, again, it's important, even as we differ on policy issues, it's important that we remember that. And that we remember that there's a certain order that lends itself to international commerce, to free nations and whatnot. And that is being assaulted by the Chinese. And whether it's their claim on Taiwan, which they have never owned, whether it's their claim on the South China Sea, which is not theirs, or the other stupid shit that they do, right? History teaches us. And this anniversary that's upcoming this week is a great example of that. If you do not confront, dare I say, totalitarian aggression, at some point you will pay for it. You can either confront it in the early stages of it, or you will be forced to confront it in the latter stages of it. So, be interesting. Hopefully, he can articulate that in some way that people say, okay, I got it. It is important. And it is important that nations like Germany pull their fair share of the load. It isn't fair to the other free nations of the world that you have freeloading nations like Germany who won't do their share. And so I hope he can strike some conciliatory tone. It will be interesting to see where Mr. Macron is. His last big event was, what was it? It was last November. Was that when the yellow stuff started? And he essentially proclaimed himself as the leader of the free world. And then France, you know, got upside down and sideways with all the rioting and protesting. And so we have not seen much from Emmanuel Macron since then. And I hope he's doing all right. And so it'll be interesting to see what kind of note gets struck. I believe that's why the president's going over there. He's not just going over to the UK, right? So I think he's going over there to participate in something. He should if he's not. On this week when we will celebrate the 75th anniversary of the Allies going ashore in France. And think about that, 75 years. So if you were 20, you're 95 years old. If you were 18, you're 93 years old. And so only the youngest among those soldiers and sailors were, because that's no Marines participated. I mean, there might have been one or two that were hanging around there, but it was all soldiers and sailors. There was no Air Force. The Air Force was part of the Army then. Army Air Corps. So we'll talk about that a little bit this week. So good morning to you. The United States Marine Corps Band makes this morning official. Good morning. Dedicated to Bob Nielsen today, who who without him there would be no Allmarine Radio, in spite of Dennis Halick bringing me back on active duty. So, this dedicated Bob Nielsen, who's made Allmarine Radio, his support, his encouragement, has made it what it is today. So, thank you, Bob.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
It defines us. It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader who led from the front. With his Marines outnumbered, he pushed forward during the Battle of Way City, standing tall during firefights and throwing himself into harm's way to keep his fellow Marines safe.
The only thing I was doing was just responding. The Marines, the young Marines, it shows them that it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. And just being that close with them brings motivation to them.
During firefights, when we'd be all hugging Mother Earth, he'd be standing up directing us. And I think if you talk to every Alpha Company Marine, we're amazed that he was never shot.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, he goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once the bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the Corps, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful, and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me, I'm a poor veteran, or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You gotta win.
Time to check the weather here on a Monday morning. Mostly sunny and 73 in Quantico. Sunny and 82 Camp Lejeune. 75 and sunny in 29 Palms. I'll be up there tomorrow. Yeah, post-traumatic winning. Good way to kick off the fourth year. Gonna go do post-traumatic winning for the 25th Marines for the next couple weeks. So 75 and sunny in 29 Palms, cloudy in 61 at Camp Pendleton, Camp Smith, dark cloudy and 77, Okinawa, dark cloudy and 79. Honolulu's actually clear, so it's dark clear in 77 at Camp Smith. In the Al Anbar province of Iraq, it's 108 degrees late in the afternoon. In the Helmand province of Afghanistan, it is 88, dark with clear skies. And at the home of All Marine Radio, celebrating its third birthday and the beginning of its fourth year today. Happy birthday to us. It is cloudy in 63. Looking for a high of 70 under partly cloudy skies. 71 tomorrow with partly cloudy skies. 73 on Wednesday with partly cloudy skies. Yeah, headed to 29 Palms this week, next week, and then to Yuma the following week. Yeah, how about that? Getting around a little bit. And then gonna do something with the 5th Marine Regiment here coming up. So, So, yeah, don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio coming up next on your home for it. The one and only birthday radio network. That's right. The All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner's looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Matt.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you, and we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in the crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I wanna walk into a cold, bitter ocean, feel the sting of letting go of all hope and soak in the ache.
All right, bunch of news to discuss today, so we will get after that.
Break down in nowhere, so I can finally cry these tears when I reach there, I scream, yeah.
In case you don't know, that's Peyton Davis. You can get her music on iTunes, Google Play Music, Amazon, that's right. All the companies that dominate world commercial enterprise. Yeah, you can get her music there. And the song's called Hurt right there. All right, to the news we go. Headline. Burke confirmed as next CNO, vice CNO. Alaska Senator holds up Burke confirmation as a commandant. Okay, so the question is, what does the dude want? And the only place you'll read this is written by Megan Eckstein and in U.S. Naval Institute News. I don't know what I'm missing, man. The Senate confirmed Admiral Bill Moran to serve as the next blah, 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 blah. And then we get down to about the fourth paragraph. A single senator, Dan Sullivan, a Republican from Alaska, has held up the confirmation of Lieutenant General David Berger to serve as the next commandant of the Marine Corps. Three sources confirmed to USNI News that Sullivan was the senator who placed a hold on Berger's nomination due to local Alaska issues. Sullivan's office did not provide any comments to USNI News when reached. During the April 30th hearing, senators asked Moran and Berger a slew of questions regarding the reemergence of great power competition, acquisition programs, readiness, and personnel issues. Sullivan asked the pair about the military's stale posture in Alaska and the Arctic, and whether they would commit to working with the Senate Armed Service Committee to optimize their presence in the Arctic region. Both agreed to relook. Sullivan said in its questioning, "General, I want to thank you very much for joining me in Alaska just last week and taking the time to come to my state." Ahead of asking Berger more about Marine cold weather training activities, current Commandant Robert Neller's concerns about being able to launch a large-scale mission in the extreme cold and struggles the Navy Marine Corps team had at the beginning of Trident Juncture exercises in Iceland and Norway. Berger replied regarding cold weather operations, quote, "I know it's a critical training requirement for the Marine Corps, as is operating in the jungle. It's not transferable, and both have to be practiced or else those skills could atrophy." In recent months, in addition to NATO's Trident Juncture exercise in the North Atlantic, the Marines have been to Alaska for cold weather testing of the new amphibious combat vehicle being tested and built, the ACV as it's known. The Theodore Roosevelt Carrier Strike Group, as well as Marine F-35Bs, joined Joint Strike Joint Strike Fighters, this week were both in Alaska for the Northern Edge joint exercise that focuses on air warfare. Now, why would he hold up the appointment? He asked his questions. Obviously, he wants something, and I would only assume that he wants a larger presence. He wants more training done in Alaska, which will bring more jobs to Alaska, which will mean that he is certainly more electable. So, General Berger's nomination sits on hold until that senator releases it. So, stay tuned to that. We'll see what comes of that. Something you don't see very often. Yeah. All right. More news. Top Marine approves planks as an alternative to crunches. Commandant of the Marine Corps Robert Neller has approved planks as an alternative to abdominal crunches in the physical fitness test, or PFT, according to Marine officials. Come January 1st, 2020, Marines have an option of holding their body in a plank position or ripping out crunches on the PFT, according to officials at Marine Corps Training and Education Command, Force Fitness Division. To hit a perfect score, a Marine will need to hold a plank for 4 minutes and 20 seconds, and there will only be one scoring table for both male and females across all age groups, officials said. More details regarding the plank, including scoring table, will be forthcoming in a new Marine Corps administrative message. CNO John Richardson announced Thursday that the Navy was ditching sit-ups for planks on its fitness test known as the PRT. So, you have various people chime in on that, saying it's better for the spine, blah, 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 blah. It's about time that the military comes into the 21st century. People who are serious about core strength, what do? They don't do a whole lot of sit-ups. They do planks. So there you have it. Evolution, maybe. A military service member assigned to the border mission found dead, foul play not suspected. So what does that mean? Somebody committed suicide down there? It was near Nogales, Texas. The incident is still under investigation. Foul play is not expected. So, there you have it. That's all we know. A Marine says he fired his weapon on the Mexican border after being attacked, from the Associated Press. A Marine fired his weapon while on duty along the U.S.-Mexico border in California and reported afterward that he had been attacked inside his vehicle by 3 people, officials said on Friday. John Cornelio, a spokesman for U.S. Northern Command, which oversees the military's mission on the border, said the matter is under investigation. He confirmed the Marine discharged his weapon, but said he could not provide details until the investigation is completed. Let me tell you again, there was just an incident, what, a couple weeks ago, where a Marine shot another Marine screwing around with his weapon. So when you see these stories, my advice to you is be skeptical. So somebody trying to sneak into the country decided they would jump a Marine inside of his vehicle. Now, I'm not saying that that didn't happen. I'm just saying it doesn't happen very often. It doesn't happen very often. So that would be news, yay? Yay. So, anywho, the Marine's name was not released. Cornelio said the Marine was at a mobile surveillance camera site near El Centro in the pre-dawn hours of May 29th when the incident took place. Cornelio said there were no reported injuries. The Marine's name was not released. So he's sitting at a camera during the middle of the night, kind of bored, and he got jumped and fired his weapon. Okay. XO, get in here. Somebody's investigating this shit. And what are they going to find? Look, let me play Kreskin on this. Remember Kreskin, Johnny Carson? Let me hold the envelope to my head. And he'd make some, like, you know, a diseased jack, a starving man, and a pair of Florsheim wingtips, right? And then he'd open the envelope and would say, what are this, that, and the other thing? Yeah, so if I was going to be Karnak with that, I would say somebody was bored messing with their weapon, discharged it, and is lying about it to protect their own career. That's my take on it. But I could be wrong. We'll never know because they won't publish the outcome of the investigation. But anyway, acting U.S. defense chief. Major military drills with South Korea are still on hold. Quote, so readiness becomes an issue, right? How much longer do we do this when your political aims aren't being achieved and are your capabilities atrophying, or are you exercising them in other ways that maintain the capabilities? That, sports fans, is the question. Quote, I'm confident we have the readiness that we require to have, Acting Secretary Shanahan said as he flew to Seoul to meet with his commanders and South Korean officials. But he also said he wants to discuss the issue with top American commander in South Korea, Army General Robert Abrams, quote, to make sure that the plan we have put in place is sufficient. Now, you know what? That's appropriate. But a couple things. One, are we going to live with Shanahan as the Secretary of Defense? The dude is not. That's not what he was ever hired to do. But I guess he's going to do it. Yay, I guess. So we got that going for us. In addition to that, let me just tell you an observation. We have a problem with general officers, and I've said this before, that they are yes people. Okay, I don't know why that's what we promote, but that's what we promote. Right? You would think there would be a mix. We need guys who will tell the truth, because they provide a very important function. We can all say, oh, you know McNamara, he just likes to lip off all the time. Don't pay any attention to him, when we all know what he said was true. Okay? You need those guys. They tend not to get promoted. So the question is, if it's not the right thing for Korea, for readiness on the Korean Peninsula, will somebody fucking say it? Now, I don't want to, it's Monday, right? Just starting the fourth year. Do I really want to, like, go negative? Yeah. Well, I mean, in interest of the truth, it is what it is, right? The truth is what the truth is. It's concerning. Now, I have a friend who sends me emails, and reading them are stunning. He has a kid in the Navy, and honestly, it scares the shit out of you to read the email. Stuff broken, people can't lead, blah, 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 blah. So, and Navy's been watching this shit for years. And we're just going to fake like it works. That's the problem. That's the problem, is that general officers are too willing to fake it. And that's not what they get paid to do. That's not what they get paid to speak on important issues. That's what they get, that's what they get paid. And they become, you want to know what they become? They become politicians. They become politicians. And again, go back to Iraq. You had guys like Zinni, right, in a minority of people standing up and saying, hey, we shouldn't be doing this, right? I don't know what planet they're on. That's a quote. Right? We don't have enough people doing that. Same thing with Afghanistan. So we need general officers who aren't afraid to lip off, who aren't afraid to put their stars on the table and say, you know what, this has been a great run, but I ain't going out like this. I ain't going out like this. And I guess we'll see if we have them in Korea. There's zero in the Navy. None. I mean, when was the last time you saw somebody on TV saying, hey, look, I just left the Pacific Fleet, and it is a disaster. The 7th Fleet is a disaster. Let me tell you what the problems are. It starts with training. You haven't seen anybody do that. Now, after they get in trouble, they do. But anyway. All right. Next story. Veterans with addiction. Get your life back for your family. Now, there's a picture of OxyContin on the table. We have to end this whole narrative about the veteran victim. You know what I mean? I mean, that's the epidemic. Ben Lunick came on, and if you listen to him read his letter that he wrote to veterans about being lazy, about the things that educators had said to him when he was getting his degree, geez, Ben, you're such a breath of fresh air. You don't expect the whole world to come and deliver itself to you. Or you're only here coming for the benefits, right? Which is the living stipend. But in order to get the living stipend, you got to go to school. So he came on to talk about that. And you know, it's interesting. The world has changed so much, right? When I was a kid, you would hear, you know, like people of my grandmother's generation talk about, well, you know, my mom had 7 babies, but only 4 survived, right? You know, childhood diseases, you know, and families lost kids. We, again, this dominant narrative of the veteran victim, oh, he can't get a job. Oh, she can't get a job. Oh, what they saw was so horrific. Blah, blah, blah. We got to put an end to that. Because that's what's killing people. And Ben's point was this. Go attack civilian life with the same way that you joined the service, the way you participated in that training. Go learn the language. Go get the training. And go do well. You're obviously part of less than 1% that serves. So there's something in there. Right? What is in there? A lazy woe is me victim mentality? Is that what's in there? So anyway, I see these headlines now. It's this whole narrative of the veteran victim, right? The veteran victim. All right, let me just see. There's a few stories in the early bird that I want to get to as I roll through the first day of year 4. Yeah. Number 1, Pentagon tells the White House to stop politicizing the military. Here's a question. Did anybody say that to anybody at the White House last week? Hey, fuck off. The McCain's going nowhere. We're not hiding anything. We don't fucking do that. Did anybody say that? Oh, no. After the fact, we're all going to stand up and say, yeah, we did the right thing. Don't tell us what to do. Blah, 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 blah. Right. So somebody in the Trump administration said, hey, you need to do something with that ship. What do you want us to do with it? I don't know, but get the ship and the sailors out of here. How about this? Go to hell. We're not doing that. How about an admiral or somebody saying, no, I'm not doing that. And then after the fact, you have the Secretary of Defense standing up and saying, hey, I'm not having that anymore. And the Secretary of Defense, he's an acting guy, right? Let me just tell you, right? There's people that say yes and no, and they tend to be leaders. And then there's people that make things work, and they tend to struggle because they try not to screw it up. And there's a big difference between the two categories, right? Trying not to screw it up is a lot different than knowing you belong there, not being afraid to execute those duties, and looking at somebody and saying, no, we will not do that. Ooh. What should I say? Say exactly that. No. Right? The 6th Marine Division will not be doing that. Major General McNamara told me to tell you that verbatim. The son of a bitch said verbatim? Yes, I was supposed to tell you that verbatim. That bastard McNamara. Who do they think he is? I believe he thinks he's the commanding general of the, let's make it the 9th Marine Division, because I don't think that thing ever existed. So, anyhow, yeah. All right. So, yeah, everybody tough guy after the fact. Did you see a story written that says Trump summons, let's see, what would the story have been? Trump summons Shanahan to White House for wire brushing after Shanahan tells him to stick it up his ass relative to the McCain. I didn't see that one. But I didn't see the Commandant story got tabled. So maybe it got written and I just haven't seen it yet. Yeah, every tough guy after it's stop politicizing the military. Okay. Now, let me tell you, the guy who will certainly say that is the chairman. All right. Let me see if his name is mentioned in the article. Shanahan's name? Shanahan? McCain? Shanahan? Picture of Pat Shanahan. Shanahan. No mention of Dunford. Okay. No mention of Dunford. All right. Next story. Well, let me go. Top 5 stories in Erlenberg. Key U.S. lawmakers want to give the Ukraine anti-ship and anti-aircraft missiles to counter Russia. Well, what is Russia doing? Russia's selling their anti-air weapon system to countries all over the world, yes? Why wouldn't we? If Russia's doing it, why wouldn't we do it? Oh, are we afraid? Interesting. The U.S. could send the Ukraine anti-ship and anti-aircraft weapons to defend against Russia if a bill from the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Democratic chairman and top Republican, becomes law. How about that? Would love to see that. Here you go, Vlad. Happy May Day. Number 3, this report says black and Hispanic service members are more likely to face trial. Now, this, I will tell you, is clickbait. Okay? Now, what are the footnotes? Okay, well, what are the trends? Throughout the services, according to the report, right, but done by the Government Accountability Office, men are as much as 6 times more likely to face trial. while black service members were about twice as likely to have their charges referred, and Hispanic troops are about 1.5 times as likely. But overall, the report found the inconsistent ways in which the services report and track gender, race, and ethnicity make it difficult to mine the data available for the disparities. One example the report found is the large number of potential responses for race and ethnicity across the military service databases. There are between 5 and 32 options for race and 2 to 25 options for ethnicity, which can complicate cross-service assessments, the report found. Now, here's what I want to know. So, all right, listen to this. What they found after controlling for race, gender, rank, education, and because the Air Force tracks its airmen's years in service, was that overall, men are between 2 and 6 times more likely to see a court-martial after they've been investigating than women. Okay, so what's the missing footnote here? Is there any benchmark relative to our society? Is that higher than, equal to, or less than what we see in the civilian world? That high end is in the Army, followed by about 4.5 times in the Navy, 3 times in the Navy, and just over 2 times in the Marine Corps. Black service members of either gender were about twice as likely to see court-martials in the Army, Navy, and Marine Corps, and close to 1.5 times in the Air Force. For Hispanic troops, it's about 1.5 times across the services. However, according to the data, once at general or special court-martial, there was no statistical significance in the outcome. Members of all races and ethnicities were convicted at similar rates. In most instances, the report found, minority service members were given the same or less severe punishments than their white counterparts. But again, how does this relate to our culture wide? Is it the same as, equal to? So, you know, again, I've said this before, but I spent the first 29 years of my life never reading a footnote. And since then, I now know that the only thing that matters is the footnotes. So, I don't want to tell you that I was stupid, but I used to be. For acting U.S. Defense Chief, all right, we talked about that. Major military drills in South Korea are still on hold. Number 5, with major changes a week away, VA Secretary confident his department is ready. You know, I toyed with teeing up the proverbial rim shot, all right? And I didn't do it because I'm trying to be professional, which I don't really know why, right? There you have it. It would sound like this, all right? With major changes a week away, the VA secretary, confident in his department because they do such great shit, right, says his department is ready. There you have it. All right, a little bit of comedy as we go out the door. God help everybody at the VA. Yeah, you want universal health coverage? Yeah, stand by. You can have some of the VA too. Then we'll see how you like it. In fact, as preparation, just go walk around any VA facility for a few hours. See what you see there. People in wheelchairs, sitting there for long periods of time. Yeah, you're going to get in that line. Good luck. 2 more stories, then Alex Holling is going to join us. U.S. aircraft carrier, B-52 dispatched to Middle East over Iran. You know about that, right? They're conducting an exercise. Pretty cool picture of a B-52 flying, it looks like about 100 feet off the deck. Yeah. Over the Lincoln, and it's got 4 F-18s. No, are those F-35? Ooh. They might be F-35. I can't tell from this distance. The nose to me, anyway. And there's an AWACS trailing. They're trying to keep up. But it can't, right? Because it's a turboprop. And the other ones go really fast. When I was on the Ranger years ago, we had a flight of B-52s attack us. Son of a bitches were like 200 feet off the water. And I swear to God, they were on the horizon and passed us so fast, it was unbelievable. B-52s haul ass, man. Yeah, I was, you know, it's like, oh, these lumbering giants? No, they were fast. They were fast. So that's going on in the Middle East. And last but not least, China. China vows military action if Taiwan or its sea claims are opposed. That's like Hitler in the Sudetenland. Hitler in the Sudetenland actually was more akin to what Putin does. German people are oppressed in the region. We need to go there and straighten that shit out. Plus, it's always belonged to us. And then the world stood by. This is the same charade China with its nine-dash line and the Sea of Taiwan or the Gulf of Taiwan, whatever the fuck we're calling it. Yeah, it's what, 100 miles wide? And you got to check in with them to sail through it. It's bullshit. But if we, if the world continues to play the emperor's new clothes with the Chinese and the free nations of the world don't get together and say, hey, look, you have got to come to the table as a civilized nation and you got to act like a grown up. Okay. You got to respect international rules of law relative to sea lanes and shipping. You got to do that. You can't just grab sovereign nations. You have no right to Taiwan, no matter what you say. Your nine-dash line, you can stick all nine of those dashes right up your ass because it's all fantasy. And we will stand together, right, so that you do this. Now, here's the problem with the Chinese. It's kind of like Jimmy Carter talking about human rights to the Russians and the Chinese decades ago, right? What you're talking about is the end of their system. So the Chinese system of forced technology transfer, that's a big deal. That's how they do it. So if you all are saying we can't do that anymore, right? And we have to respect intellectual property rights, hello, we're kind of screwed. So don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio coming up next. Alex Holling is going to join us. For all you gear assholes out there, yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about equipment, so don't touch that dial. Here on the first day of the fourth year of All Marine Radio. So, yeah. Pfft. Are you kidding me? That's like straight up legit, man. All right, don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio coming up next on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.